Praise God. Message 118. The title of the message is the prayer part 9. Let's open our Bible to the book of Luke. Book of Luke chapter 11. And let's read verse 5 to verse 10. Then he said to them, suppose one of you has a friend, and he goes to him at midnight and says, friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, because a friend of mine on a journey has come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. Then the one inside answers, don't bother me. The door is already locked, and my children are with me in bed. I can't get up and give you anything. I tell you, though he will not get up and give him the bread because he is his friend, yet because of the man's boldness, he will get up and give him as much as he needs. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives. He who seeks, finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be opened. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness. We come before you in the name of Jesus. O God, I pray, O Lord, that this message will be a source of a blessing to each and every one of us. Teach us, Lord, more of prayer and help us to persevere. Help us to stand firm and to trust you, O Lord, that you will care for us and you will provide all our needs as we pray and as we trust you, O God. I pray, Lord, that you take this message with the power of the Holy Spirit and bring it to those who are waiting to hear your word. Even I pray, O Lord, that anoint my lips and put verses and statement so that the message will be clear to each and everyone who listen to your word. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In the story that Jesus said here, we learn something important about prayer. The story here, there is somebody who was in need. He got a friend. He came to him at midnight and he had no food to set before him. And he needed to arrange certain food or some food for him to eat. He has no way then to go to his friend nearby and knock the door on him. His friend was asleep. It was a midnight. He was in bed with his children. And the man was knocking the door. The Lord say here that the man will not get up. He was not willing to get up. Even the one who knocked the door on him is his friend. But finally he got up, not because of the friendship, because the man was bold in knocking the door. He was serious, he was persistent in knocking the door. In the same way, our prayer to God, we should show persistency. We should continually knock the door. You know, the man who was inside, he said to the man who was outside, he told him clearly, I can't get up and give you anything. He told him, I will not give you anything. He did not go away. He did not go away. But he continued stand at the door and he continued to knock the door. In the same way, sometimes God is not giving you answer. Sometimes God is silent. Sometimes God is not willing to give. But the assurance that you are at the right gate. You are at the right door. You are at Jesus' feet. That gives you encouragement to continue to pray, waiting upon the Lord to get up and to give you what you need. God sometimes is testing you. God sometimes is testing us. He wants to see our motive. He wants to see our faith. Do we have faith? Are we bold in knocking on the door of the Lord? Are we assured that our needs are with the Lord? Are we assured that the Lord can give us good things? This things we need to show it to the Lord with our faith. Certain time, God will test our faith, and one way of testing our faith is waiting, make us waiting for our prayers to be answered. Certain prayer are our urgent needs, and God want to build up our faith in that way and in that direction. We need also not only to show faith, but to show faithfulness to God. When God is silent, God is not getting up to give us and to also satisfy us and to solve our problem. God still wants us to stand firm at His door and continually, persistently continue to knock the door, waiting for Him to answer our prayer. So I say to you, the Lord say, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock the door and the door will be open to you. For everyone who asks, receive. Our prayer sooner or later, short time or long time, it will be answered by the Lord. Therefore, we need to ask and continue to ask. Continue to seek God's will. Seek and we will find what is God's will, what is His plan, what is His opinion, what is His decision about our life. Seek and you will find, and to him who knocks, the door will be open. We continue to knock the door, and Lord, we continue seek you. We continue ask you, Lord. We continue knock your door to relieve us, O God, in our emergencies, in our troubles, and in our urgent needs. We need you, O Lord. We need you, O God, in our life. We learn more about prayer, and let's go to Matthew. Matthew chapter 15. Sometimes God is testing our faith, and He wants to see our faithfulness toward Him. Matthew chapter 15 and verse 21 to verse 28. Leaving that place, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. A Canaanite woman from that vicinity came to him carrying, verse 22, a Canaanite woman from that vicinity came to him crying out, Lord, son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is suffering terribly from demon possession. Jesus did not answer a word, so his disciples came to him and urged him, send her away, for she keeps crying out after us. He answered, I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel. The woman came and kneeled before him. Lord, help me, she said. He replied, it is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to their dogs.
Yes, Lord, she said,
but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table.
Then Jesus answered,
woman, you have great faith.
Your request is granted.
And her daughter was healed from that very hour.
Here another important event. It teaches us how persistent prayer, knocking the door of the Lord, will bring the answer and will bring the relief in our life. This woman, she came to the Lord. She was crying. Her daughter was demon possessed. The first thing the Lord did in verse 23, the Lord did not answer a word. Imagine you are in emergency, your son and or daughter sick, and you are crying to God, praying, but there is no answer. And then what else? The disciple urged him to send her away, for she keeps crying out after us, they say to the Lord. The disciple, they should help her. They send her away, and they ask the Lord to send her away. She gets insulted also from the disciple, and that is sometime when you are praying and asking the Lord to relieve you. The disciple who should help you in the prayer, they are the one who insult you. They are the one who speak bad to you, intimidate you, or give you a discouraging word. But the Lord is looking at your faith now. Are you going to go away, or you go near to the Lord more? And what else here the Lord did in verse 24? He answered, I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel. As if he is telling to the woman, why you are coming to me? I cannot help you. No way. You go away. Many they ask why the Lord did this way. Why Christ behaved in this way with that woman? Does he not want her? No. Christ wanted the woman to come to him, but he was seeing how her faith and her faithfulness is. Is she coming only to get material things, or she is coming with a genuine faith, trusting that her needs is in the Lord's hand? What the woman did when the Lord did like that, when he told her, I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel, the woman came and knelt before him. Instead that she would go away, she came very near to him. She was crying. Now, not only crying, she came near and she knelt down. More prayer. More crying. More kneeling down at the Lord's feet, at his gate, at his door, knocking the door. Ask and you will receive. Knock and the door will be open. Seek and you will find. She told the Lord, Lord, help me. Kneel down. Tell him, Lord, help me. Don't get discouraged by even God's word. Sometimes God's word, when we look at it, we may see discouragement in it, but look deep into his word, into his law of freedom. There is things in store for you there. When the Lord told her, I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel, she came near. She told him, Lord, help me. And even the Lord later on told her, verses 26, it is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to their dogs. Even God's word here is very hard. It's very painful. But she did not take it negatively. She took it positively. What she said, yes, Lord, I agree with you. That is your word, she said. But even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table. Yes, I am dog. I am a sinner. I have done wrong. I repent. Lord, have mercy on me. God is bringing our faith, a great faith, up to the surface. God is checking our faith. Yes, Lord, she said, but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered, woman, you have a great faith. Your request is granted. Finally, the Lord, when he saw that the woman is bold and persistent in her prayer, she showed her faith, and she showed also her faithfulness to the Lord. She was telling to him, I will not go away. Job said, even if he will slay me, I will save him. I will not go back. Certain time the Lord will not answer the prayer, so that he will check, are we going to go back or are we going to go forward? More faith toward the Lord. You have a great faith. God, today, as you hear the message, God is building a great faith, or he is bringing your great faith up to the surface of reality of life. Matthew chapter 8. God wants people with faith, persistent, bold in knocking the door of him. Lord, help me. Help me, Lord, help me. Kneel down and cry to him. Continue to knock the door. Don't go away. Don't give up. There is no other way. Your needs is with the Lord. Matthew chapter 8, verse 5 to verse 10. When Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him asking for help. Lord, he said, my servant lies at home paralyzed and in terrible suffering. Jesus said to him, I will go and heal him. The centurion replied, Lord, I do not deserve to have you come under my roof, but just say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I myself am a man under authority, with soldiers under me. I tell this one, go, and he will go, and that one, come, and he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard this, he was astonished and said to those following him, I tell you the truth, I have not found anyone in Israel with such a great faith. That man had a great faith in God and in his word. He told him, Lord, say one word enough. You don't need to come, because I don't deserve you to be under my house. Because if you will come, the people will think that I am a righteous, and by my own strength I brought you. He have a very good attitude in his heart toward the Lord. God not only see our faithfulness, he see our good attitude toward him. That man had a good attitude. He does not want the people to stumble, that the Lord do it because he can bring the Lord to his side. No. He wants the Lord to do it in a way to bring honor to the Lord and to his word. Not to get any credit, but the credit to the Lord Jesus Christ. In verse 13, then Jesus said to the centurion, go, it will be done just as you believe it would be. And his servant was healed at that very hour. See here a prayer, requesting the Lord with faith, with humility, with humbleness, with a broken heart and contrite spirit. Right prayer comes from a right attitude in the heart of us toward our Lord. In Luke chapter 18, we'll find somebody pray, two people pray. The Pharisees and the tax collector. Luke chapter 18, verse 9 to verse 14, to some who were confident of their own righteousness and looked down on everybody else, Jesus told this parable. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood up and prayed about himself, God, I thank you that I am not like other men, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all I get. But the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven, but beat his breast and said, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went back home justified before God. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbled himself will be exalted. God will answer our prayer and justify us when he can see the good attitude of our heart toward him. The Pharisees, he has faith, but his heart was not right before God. The tax collector, he has faith in God. He is a repentance, broken heart, contrite spirit. Our attitude, the attitude of our heart, is very important for answer prayer. We notice the attitude, the good attitude of the heart of the man who were knocking at the door of his friend, of God, at the door of God. God is our friend through Jesus Christ our Lord. Jesus told his disciples, you are my friends, I no more call you servants. So Jesus is our friend because he have told us his secret and all the secret of serving the Lord. So he is our friend, and when we knock at his door, we should have faith and faithfulness toward him, that we need to wait until he will get up at his right and perfect time and answer us. We also notice the good attitude of the heart of the woman with the daughter who were demon possessed, and also we saw the faith and the good attitude of the heart of the centurion. Here we find in Luke 18 the good attitude of the heart of the tax collector. What else we can read about the good attitude of the heart in a prayer, and how God will answer our prayer when we have a good attitude toward him. Not only faith, but attitude is also needed. Sometimes we pray wrong prayers. In Luke chapter 23, while the Lord was on the cross, in verse 39, one of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at him. Aren't you the Christ? Save yourself and us. That was the insult. Such kind of a prayer is insult to the Lord. Sometimes we don't know what to pray. Aren't you the Christ? Save yourself and us. That is arrogance in it. We need to humble down. But the other criminal rebuked him. Don't you fear God? He said, since you are under the same sentence, we are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong. Then he said, that is his prayer in verse 42, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. There is faith in this prayer, and there is also a broken heart, contrite spirit, the Lord will not despise. Jesus answered him, verse 43, I tell you the truth, today you will be with me in paradise. The good attitude of the heart will bring a good behavior that the Lord is pleased with. Another bad attitude and bad prayer. Sometimes we knock the door on the Lord boldly, but the attitude of our heart is not correct. God wants us today to correct our heart and to correct our attitude toward Him. In Luke chapter 10, verse 38 to 42, as Jesus and His disciples were on their way, He came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to Him. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what He said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to Him and asked, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me. Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, you are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. Martha, she had faith in the Lord. She worked for the Lord, but she had a bad attitude in her heart toward her sister, toward others. And that's why she pray to God, and she told Him, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me. She need to ask the Lord, Lord, help me, please. Lord, you aid me not to complain and to be upset with others. Mary, her sister, she was in right attitude and right prayer. She was silent in God's presence. She was listening to Him. God wants us to stay at His door. Maybe the right prayer is silence, and to listen and to wait upon the Lord until He will be the one to tell you what you need to do. Right attitude of the heart, it will describe the right prayer, and also it will make our faith effective and fruitful unto the Lord. Why we are reading these passages? Because faith alone, with a bad attitude in the heart, will not give us effective prayer life and effective ministry. In Luke chapter 9 and verse 51 to verse 55, as the time approached for Him to be taken up to heaven, Jesus resolutely set out for Jerusalem, and He sent messengers on ahead who went into a Samaritan village to get things ready for Him. But the people there did not welcome Him because He was heading for Jerusalem. When the disciples James and John saw this, they asked, "Lord, do you want us to call fire down from heaven to destroy them?" But Jesus turned and rebuked them, and they went to other village. That was a wrong prayer, and they were rebuked for that. The disciples have faith that that when they will pray, that the fire will come. But that was a wrong prayer, and God rebuked them. And God today also rebuking us for a prayer or attitude, wrong attitude in our heart. If the people not respond, we should not get angry, because they are not responding to us, but they are not responding to the Lord Himself. Sometimes we carry the word on our head. Sometimes we act like God, but we need to calm down. God is our need, and at His feet, at His door, we have peace and calmness, and there's answer prayer, there's relief, there's support to all those people that came to the Lord humbly with a broken heart, contrite spirit. They went home satisfied with answer prayers. They came with emergencies. Let's come today to the Lord. What is your emergencies? What is your problem? Is it really a problem for you, or you make a problem for yourself? Is really you are in urgent need? Come to the Lord. What is your need? God will relieve you. If there is bad attitude in your heart, God today is also correcting you, and you will be enjoying a peaceful life in their presence. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this day. Thank you for your word to us, that brings revival and understanding and wisdom. Thank you for your word that help us to understand your will, and help us to continue to walk faithfully in your ways. Oh God, lead us and guide us, Lord, in the way that you need us to go. Lord, I come to each and everyone who are in troubles, in urgent need. You solve their problems and relieve them. And Lord, I pray for those who have wrong attitude in their heart toward you, they don't understand your will. Oh God, they have faith. I pray, Lord, you correct them and you direct them. Correct us, Lord. Correct me, correct your church. Correct each and every worker and minister, and help us, oh God, to walk faithfully, humbly before you. Oh Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory. Let your hands be with us and keep us from harm, so that you will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, in Christ's name. Amen and amen.